This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to This Is Our Lives podcast, hosted by older, wiser lesbians Lisa and Sue, for Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station. This Is Our Lives podcast gives listeners intriguing, touching and humorous stories of life in and around Melbourne, Australia. Why don't you subscribe so you keep up to date with all the fun and frivolity from Lisa and Sue? Now on with the show.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives
with Lisa and Sue. Hey Lisa.
Hey Sue, how's it going?
It's good. I'm back.
We've been away for quite some time.
Sorry about that. I had the end of year break, which is about 5 weeks. So yeah. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
But I feel really good.
Are you relaxed?
Too much so. But right. Yeah, you feel better. And I think the day one you go back to work, I'm pumped. And day two you go, yeah, I'm pumped.
Yeah.
And then day three, it's like, oh, my God, I can't get my eyes open.
Because you did say to me, I think I need to retire.
I do. I'm actually looking into it.
Really?
But I don't know. I'm expected to work till I'm 108, according to my super.
Right. At our age, we can transition to retirement. Don't they call that?
Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
I thought it was going to pasture.
Well, same thing. Just a nicer way of saying it.
Yeah, but I've got to go and get it all checked out. But there's no way I could afford it. I can't even afford toast, you know, at a cafe now in Melbourne. But
no.
Well, that's not true. But, you know, you get a holiday mode, don't you?
You do. But I worked right through. But you can let me know about your holiday mode and I can be jealous.
All right. Well, I spent a lot of time down the beach and walking and I actually took up watercolour again.
How daggy is that?
I know. I tried to do birds and everything, but they just look like blobs.
Okay. Are you going to sell it in the local shop?
Oh, darling, I don't think I could give this work away.
Okay.
But I have done an owlet or two.
Oh, I love an owlet.
I know, but I don't think you'll like these.
What about a bit of a seagull?
I tried seagulls.
Yeah?
I call them George.
Oh, dear.
Do you know why?
Why?
George the seagull.
Okay.
Which is seagull.
Yes.
But, you know, that's me right now. I've lost it.
You have.
I'm sorry. I've lost my... I have what I have now formally identified.
Right.
As holiday brain.
Yes.
That comes with me just a loss of orienteering myself in the world right now and just doing stupid stuff.
Okay, unpack it. What sort of stupid stuff are we talking?
Look, even here,
yeah.
Getting to Joy today.
Right.
We have now a fob system at
Joy.
Yeah,
that's right. A little swipe, beep, beep.
Little blue blobby thing and you hold it to the thing and it says, hey, you're registered. Fantastic.
Yeah, welcome to Joy.
Welcome to Joy. Mm. Well, I did mine and it said, you know, unauthorised, not accepted. And I'm thinking, oh, I've been deregistered.
Oh, dear.
So I thought, no, I've done it wrong.
Don't go too early. Don't get grumpy too early.
No.
No.
It's usually someone stuffed up or I've stuffed up, let's face it.
Yeah.
So I did it again.
Yep.
Of course, what's it going to happen? What's going to happen?
Bum, bum.
Same message because it's not going to change, is it?
No.
So I go in for a third.
Oh, dear.
Now, of course, there's a crowd gathering at this point of two.
Right.
Because they're waiting to use the fob system so then they can come in. And
well, they could have assisted you and they'd just be saying, I'm sorry, but, you know, we don't want your kind up there.
They probably just wanted to give me space.
Yeah, that's true, because you're getting frustrated by this point.
I was getting a little frustrated. I'm going, why aren't I registered? You know, in that kind of tone.
Yes.
And then I look down.
Yeah.
And I'm using the wrong fob because I'm using my school fob.
Ooh.
So that is definitely not going to register.
So that's not going to help.
But you feel dumb.
Mm.
I mean, I got to this point, I've got degrees, I work in a pretty important sort of, you know, profile position.
Yes.
And I can't even get into bloody Joy because I'm stupid and can't even work that out.
You know, that's similarly happening to me on the tram system.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, you know, the good old Mikey card.
I hate the Mikey card.
I know. And, you know, I do have a yearly pass, which is great.
Right.
The other day, the damn thing wasn't working.
Oh, and there's not much you can do.
It's like, and everybody looks at you as much as say, loser, you know, whatever. Yeah, I was trying to use my work pass to get into the MyKey system.
How'd you go with that?
Yeah, it didn't work.
How many times did you do it before you actually stopped doing?
Three, and then I look down and go, oh, it's the wrong card. Because they're all on the same chain.
Oh, I see. Well, that makes it
Well, no, because they're color coded. Because I'm so anal.
What do you mean chain? Have you got like a?
So I've got a. I've got a one of the lanyards.
Oh, a lanyard. I thought you had like a daggy chain that went from your like belt.
Oh
loop.
No, not lesbian chain.
Gotcha.
No,
gotcha.
A lanyard. It's a one lanyard. Of the new pride lanyards.
Oh, how fabulous!
Yes, love and you that. Know you do the nod in the city, but gotcha. You can't now though.
Why?
Because it's not just the LGBTI folk.
Right.
It's all the allies. So you can't go. Oh, g'day. Yeah. G'day. You don't look like a lesbian because g'day. They're not.
Oh. So not, that's not okay.
No, you so just, many rules. Just have to smile. You know, great.
Yeah.
Power to us.
Power to us.
Mm.
Now, and then I'll just tuck this into my shirt as I move on.
Yeah, move on.
All right, so tell me.
Yes.
So you've got a few cards on
yeah,
your
there's
lanyard.
Four on one lanyard, quite heavy. And
right.
It's got a little, you know, a little, what do you call it? The little
swipe?
Well, no, the thing that
oh,
wheels
extends.
Out. It extends
it's
out.
It's got that elastic string
yes.
thing. Yes. I'll tell you what.
It gets caught in unusual ooh. Places, Sue.
When they break, that's a bugger because they flick at you. So
they
be
do.
Careful.
Okay, we'll do.
So did nobody got it to help you either?
No, they just thought I was a loser.
Yeah.
You know, or a thieving fare evader.
Oh, I'm sorry. My card doesn't work very.
Yeah. Mm.
It's not going to hold,
it's not going to hold water.
So did you fix the situation?
Yeah, I went to the next Mikey terminal on the tram because I was embarrassed at the front of the tram. The tram driver's giving me a hard time, a bit of a beady-eyed look.
Yeah.
It was a girlfriend at the time. No, it wasn't. And then I worked out it was the wrong card. And then it was like, beep, and I almost went, yay, see, I'm not a fare evader.
I might be a loser.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fare evader.
That's true.
I can snap you at that one with cards.
Okay, please do.
Let me throw this one your way.
Mm.
So I go to one of the major banks
yes.
the other day because I have to get a bank check made, which is a whole other experience considering I haven't done that for many years.
Who does that?
I had to. I know.
What?
I had to line up because I didn't know what to do.
In what context would you be using a check?
A purchasing a car.
Oh, okay.
Right. So anyway, so I had to get a bank check made. So off I tot.
Yes.
Right. And I said, look, you know, here I am. And I've only got a couple of cards on me because I don't carry, I'm not the big handbag kind of person.
No.
So I put the card across and slide it gently and nicely like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I said, I'd like to do a bank check. It's connected to this account.
Yes.
Dude swipes the card. He said, I'm sorry, madam, this card's expired. I said, how is that possible? Right?
It says 1978.
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'd cancelled the card when I thought it was stolen. A little while back. But I'd forgotten about that.
Right.
And I'd still got the card.
Okay.
Right. So I stuffed that up.
Yep.
I said, oh, look, don't worry. Look, I haven't got my license or anything else, but it's also connected to this account.
Yep.
And I pushed over, gently slid the card, like again.
Yes.
I know what I'm doing.
Of course.
I'm cool.
Mm.
I may not have remembered, you know, my own banking details.
Yeah.
But I got it covered now.
Right.
Slid it.
Yes.
Guy got it.
Yep.
Looked at it. I thought, cool. He knows what to do. He's going to put it in that machine thing.
Yeah.
Slide it. He said, oh, I'm sorry. This isn't going to work.
Oh.
I thought you haven't even tried it yet. Give it a go. he said, wrong bank. So expired card.
Yes.
Wrong bank.
You're cheating on the bank
another idea.
Bank.
Oh. Yeah, I'm cheating on a bank.
Good
call
grief.
Me Cheater Magrita.
Right.
How's that?
Right.
So that's how dumb I am. My holiday brain is full throttle right now.
Full throttle.
This is all within the last, well, today, Joy.
Yep.
The bank was, I don't know, Tuesday
yes.
or so.
Yeah.
But it does get worse.
Oh, God, it can't get much worse than that.
This is just today.
Right.
This is probably the highlight or the low light of what I've done today.
Okay.
In holiday brain.
All right.
Let's see if you've got anything to beat this one.
All right, I'll try and think about it, but I don't think so.
It's highly unlikely once I tell you this tale.
Hit me.
I'm driving into the Joy Studios this afternoon.
Certainly, yeah.
So you're on the freeway on the whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting here and it goes from 80 to
yes.
60 when you get off.
Lots of roadworks happening.
Absolutely.
Mm.
And I, of course, always, I'm pretty good on my speed limit, so I'm, you know, I know what I'm doing. So I slow down. I go to slow down, but not with the accelerator.
Is it a manual car?
No. You wouldn't even think that this is a consideration.
So you would... trying not to speed up?
I was slowing down. I went, okay, there's the 60
yeah,
sign.
Yeah, yeah.
Time to slow down, as I would normally do. Yeah. And normally you either hit the brakes or you come off the accelerator.
Well, that's exactly right.
Correct.
Right. I just can't even fathom what you did.
What else could I reduce in the car?
Oh, hang on. The air conditioner?
You're very, very close. The volume control.
How would you even correlate
on
that?
Holiday brain.
What? What?
So I'm driving. I actually went, oh, 60. And I turned down the volume on my steering control.
Well, it's not a bloody race car. That's how they operate it, Sue. You're confused. Mm-mm-mm.
Imagine a race car, me doing 60 around the track at Bathurst.
Here I know, you'd be pumping up the tunes. Jeez.
I just can't believe how stupid I am right now.
You know why I think it is?
No, because I've got holiday brain.
No, because you're going back from a longer holiday period back into full-on work, Sue.
Full-on.
And, you know, your brain's trying to adjust to all this new work.
I'm juggling things. It's a wonder I survived the trip in. I'm so dumb right now.
Right.
I mean, I've done dumb things in the past.
Okay.
You've done dumb things in the past.
I've done heaps of dumb things in the past.
Have you ever tried to unlock your front door with your door key, pushing the button? No, and I'm not talking pushing the button, I'm going beep, beep.
I have a door that does that, so yes.
Shut up.
Yeah.
You've got a door that beeps.
Yeah, I've got a door that opens with a remote control.
Cut it out.
Yes, so that would be easy to confuse with your remote control for your garage.
So you've got to have a car with a doohickey beep beep.
Yeah.
And a house key with a doohickey.
Well, it has a key as well, but it has a door opener. It's electronic, yeah. And it just unlocks the door. It's great.
What if you can't find it?
Well, you've got a key.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know,
So you got both.
When the battery does run out, you do need
a
key.
Otherwise you're stuffed, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, it's great.
But have you only done anything as you're sort of over there, you know, I've done anything wrong? Is that where we are?
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll cut it out. You've done dumb things.
Yeah, I do dumb things, but not because of holiday brain.
All right. Well, why do you do dumb things?
Well,
just getting on.
Generally, I'm going crazy. I'm getting older in life and, you know, just I forget things though.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're a forgetter.
Because I've got too much information in my head at the moment. So I forget things like birthdays.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, I'm one on that one.
I can remember the account at work, you know, certain general ledger account, and I can remember the cost elements. I can remember all those.
Yeah.
When it comes to somebody's birthday.
Right.
No.
But then that's what those social media things are for.
Oh, they are. I know. And
they get those reminders. Yeah, and they tell you.
Mm.
And then you feel bad because you've checked it at 10 o'clock at night and they're your good mates and you've gone,
oh dear.
Sorry.
Do I like a little dodgy happy birthday?
Hope you had a great day.
Yeah, loser. Speaking of the social media, Sue.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit upset.
Are you, Daz? Why?
And a little bit, I don't know, I'm a little bit shocked.
Shocked?
Yes.
Go on.
However, we might go away to a song break.
I think we better. I think I better regroup and get you some tissues.
Absolutely.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives.
With Lisa and Sue.
This is Our Lives podcast. Free for the listening. No club cards, no secret handshakes, no special equipment to rent. Just Lisa and Sue discussing all things lesbian and thespian.
Has a strong language warning. Listener discretion advised.
They say everyone should have their heart broken at least once. That is how you grow emotionally. Well, I have been misused by many, many, many men. Treated me. At times it really felt as though the pain was here to stay. And though it's many years ago, I feel it to this day. All memories narcissistic asshole. Oh, you nasty, nasty man. And now you wanna be my friend on Facebook. Are you fucking kidding? I don't wanna know what kind of cocktail you are, or which member of the Beatles, or which 1950s movie star. I don't give a toss if you're a ninja or a pirate. I suspect you'd be a pirate, but I don't want to verify it. And I don't give a shit what your stripper name is, or if your kitty had a litter. Look, just follow me on Twitter. I don't care about your family tree, and I certainly don't want you poking me. Again. So now you wanna be my friend on Facebook. Oh, you fucking, fucking fuck.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives
with Lisa and Sue. Great track, Lisa. Love that.
Thanks for that. Now,
well done. Are you, has that perked you up a little bit?
Well, it has. Now I can discuss my issues.
Okay, go.
So, Sue, recently I was unfriended.
On what? On the social media platform?
Yes, I was.
Gotcha. Did you know it was coming?
No. This is the thing. Oh. So merrily, you know, doing my stuff.
Righto. Carrying on with life.
Carrying on. And then I thought to myself, oh, I haven't heard from that person, or I haven't seen any posts from that person in quite some time.
Gotcha.
And, you know, you go for a little bit of a ferret around and you go, add as friend.
That means you're off.
That means I've been dumped.
Because you don't get a message saying, by the way, BTW, you've been dumped.
Yes.
You know.
I think you should.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
How do you feel about being dumped without knowing? Because you didn't know you were dumped, right?
No, I didn't know I was dumped.
And therefore, it was a little bit of a surprise.
Well, I kind of thought, are you really sure?
Yeah.
You know, why would you do that?
It does make you sort of go back to high school a bit, doesn't it? That because you don't know and therefore you find out and then it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't bother me too much, really, because at the end of the day, I haven't really been in contact with that person.
Right. But there's no thing that's happened and it's gone bang.
No, there's been no incident of, you know, reason to do it.
Right.
So, and, you know, I've got a lot of people on my friend list I don't even talk to.
Yeah.
And they're friends, they're acquaintances of acquaintances, if you know what I mean. But I just leave them in the background. I actually am very intermittent with my access to Facebook. I mean, I do post things for this page, you know, This Is Our Lives. But personally, I've put the odd photo up, but I don't really interact.
No, I'm not a daily...
No.
...poster.
Occasionally I look.
Yeah.
But it's not really the be-all and end-all of my life.
I flick and thing, but I don't know how it all works now because I don't see my main friends sometimes for a long time. Mm. And then I do because it's based on your interactions.
That's right.
But if you're just watching or stalking, as I like to say.
Stalking.
You don't get them and then you miss out. And I find that really frustrating. Mm. So I sort of tend to avoid it a lot. But I do go back in and check sometimes.
Yeah.
I find that sometimes I can't see the posts that I think I should be seeing. And then I get all this weird stuff about 14 photos of food. Or you look at these 13 pictures of storms gone wrong. And I think they're fantastic because I do look at them.
Yeah.
But I don't get my mates.
Yeah, I know. And I think you're right. I think it's about interaction.
Oh, you know how you go, is in a relationship.
Yeah.
You could have Lisa is estranged.
Estranged.
I love that.
I like it.
I'm going to let them know. I'm going to ping them.
Yes.
Okay,
not a thumbs up, but a thumbs down.
Oh.
I don't know. Or a see you later.
Oh, you should get a wave.
A wave.
A see you later wave.
Yep.
Or a you've been dumped note.
Because you get a poke. You can poke somebody.
Yeah.
But maybe a see you later.
Yeah, I reckon. I reckon we could create a new Facebook.
Yeah, emoji.
Oh, I'm going to workshop that. So what happens now when you meet that person socially?
Well, I don't know. Do you raise it?
Do you go hi, or do you give them the emoji that you've made, that you've dumped them back?
Wave.
Like, what do you do? I mean, that's really an awkward situation.
Mm.
Is that then an indication that you're never ever supposed to have any connection with that person anymore?
Well, I don't think I'll ever mention it, even if I do see them socially. Mind you, I do like Instagram. It's all just about photos. Nobody's negative on Instagram. Get on it.
Yeah, well,
I love it.
And I love the way you can change imagery and stuff.
I know. I can make myself look really lovely with a bit of a soft tone.
The sepia.
Your sepia. Yeah.
They're really good though, aren't they?
They are.
But there's too many now, and I'm not sure I've ever been really good at any of them.
Okay.
But you hear one and you go, oh, are you on? And you go, no.
Yeah, Snapchat.
I'm not even a Twitter.
No. I do have a Twitter account, but I don't understand it.
Oh, hashtag who cares?
Hashtag not enough bloody characters.
It took me like a year to understand what hashtag meant. Because I didn't know, everyone said, oh, hashtag cool, hashtag this, or
we've
hashtag
got our own
whatever.
Hashtag.
Yeah, but I've never done it. You do it.
Well, no, but if you're looking to, well, I'm going to do a plug, Sue. If you're looking at Instagram, right, and you look at hashtag this is our lives.
Right.
They're all our photos.
From us.
From us. Only.
Yes.
Only us.
Only us.
Yes.
But my personal.
Oh, well, I don't know. Have you got a hashtag Sue?
Well, I have something.
Oh.
And it's a really stupid name.
Right.
And I can't remember it. So I've got one.
Right.
And so people ask me, you know, do you have a Twitter?
Mm.
Well, I sort of do.
Yes.
I have a show Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have a private Twitter.
Oh.
And then I think, do they want to know my personal Twittering?
But you don't tweet.
Or show, well, that's the point.
So don't bother.
But I get requests.
Oh.
And then I don't know whether they're interested in, like, you know, the show work I do or, you know, dumb photos of thunderstorms.
Right.
I don't know. Oh. I just see it's just too hard.
You need people to do it for you, Sue.
Well, could you do it for me?
I do most things for you.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm.
I wish you could, like, work out the car dynamics for me, driving in and getting rid of my holiday brain. That's for sure.
Well, just don't turn up the volume next time.
It was down. It was speeding. I was going from 80 to 60. Duh.
Duh.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives
with Lisa and Sue.
Here's another great track.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives with Lisa and Sue on Joy 94.9.
Love.
You're listening to This Is Our Lives
with Lisa and Sue.
Oh, Sue, Facebook, social media, Twitter, Instagram.
I'm not savvy, but I am a savvy person.
You're a smart lady, but you're not so media savvy.
I'm not so tech savvy, am I?
No, not at all.
Like, I hate remote controls.
That is true.
And I think I've got 5 of them.
Right.
I think.
Yeah.
No, 4. There's a silver one.
Yep.
There's 2 black ones that are longer and thinner.
Yeah.
And then there's the other one.
You need a universal suit.
Do they actually work?
Oh, I don't know.
Could you imagine me trying to understand a new remote?
Gosh, I know.
Because, you know, somebody in the house will go, oh, let's watch X, right, whatever it is. Mm. And they go, oh, it's on X platform.
Yes.
And then I go, how do I do that? And then I've got to input.
You've got to go AV3, HDMI 4.
And then what I inevitably do is go and wait till something comes on the screen.
Oh.
There's no help guide.
And meanwhile it's the ABC bloody bananas in pajamas and you go,
that'll do. Then I leave the room and try and open the car with a house key or something. I'm not good at it, but I don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, if I ever heard of a reason for a New Year's resolution, it's this one. I am going to train you in social media.
Oh, you like a challenge.
I do. We're going to become more prevalent across all platforms.
I've got to learn the hashtag.
You got a hashtag?
Oh, my Lord.
You did some hashtags when you were in overseas in holidays.
Well, I have time.
Oh.
And I had holiday brain. It was easy then to go
it's
into that mode.
It's easy peasy. One photo, upload, you name it. You were on fire.
I know, and people like them.
They do.
And then you felt all fantastic.
Yeah.
And then when you've stopped putting them up, you're a vacant shell.
I know. We've been absent. The owls have been absent. We do apologise. We're going to fluff our feathers.
We're certainly going to fluff our feathers. And we're going to talk to you right now about a new segment that we're bringing into 2018.
Absolutely. We're going to be doing a little, I don't know, a little episode of, have we come up with a name yet, Sue? No, we haven't. So that's...
So, hey.
Hey.
That's not my job. That's yours.
We're well prepared as usual. No. The soundtrack of our lives. We're going to be talking about soundtracks of people's lives.
Absolutely. Because we're going to talk about our lives and important songs that represent times in our lives.
Yes.
But we're also bringing in a range of guests.
Yes.
We're interviewing them and listening to their soundtracks of their lives and what some pivotal times in their lives have. So that's going to be really cool.
I can't wait for that. Some more music and some interesting questions to go with it.
Just don't expect me to hashtag.
Oh, please. Hashtag soundtrack. Hashtag get with it.
Hashtag this is the end of the show.
Okay.
You've been listening to This Is Our Lives
with Lisa and Sue.
Don't forget that you can get in touch with us at any time this way.
You can contact us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Hashtag.
Have a look at the show notes.
Please get in contact with us because we do love hearing from you.
You can send us an email, owls@joy.org.au.
It's as easy as that. Stay safe.
Stay tuned. And that's the show. Thanks for listening. This Is Our Lives podcast comes out every fortnight. Got any questions? Email us at owls@joy.org.au or check out all our social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as well as our blog. Why don't you subscribe? Until next time, take care.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.